Hey, this is Dr. Shervin. Muskoka Magazine is brought to you by Dairy Lane Dental, keeping Muskoka smiling for over 30 years. Please visit DairyLaneDental.com.
Welcome. You're listening to Muskoka Unlimited on 88.7 FM The Bay and MuskokaUnlimited.com. Thanks for listening. We have a great guest to chat with today. Let's get right into it. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Muskoka Unlimited podcast here on 88.7 FM The Bay every second Sunday morning at 7 a.m. Also, you could be listening online at MuskokaUnlimited.com. Either way, thank you for joining us. Today, I have a really awesome guest who I've known for a while, did lots of collaboration with, and am really grateful for him spending some time this morning or this afternoon or whenever you're listening to us. It's Dan Watson, Executive Director of the Huntsville Festival of the Arts. Welcome, Dan.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So Dan, I guess the first thing actually I wanted to ask you, it's kind of a retro question, is it was the first annual Huntsville Art Crawl, and how did that, what were the results and how did it go? What was the feel from the people who enjoyed it?
Yeah, so, you know, like, I think the art crawl, the whole concept, I think is a fantastic idea. I think it for those who don't know, it what we did was, and working with you guys and the Huntsville Art Society, we created a self-guided art tour. So we paired up local businesses with local artists. The businesses showed the artists' work, and they were all for sale. And then we promoted the crawl through a map, and, you know, encouraging people to visit multiple stops and buy work. And so it's not an original concept. It's something that's done in different places. But for us, it was great. It was a great venture this year, especially given COVID, especially given the downtown construction. I mean, that was the reaction to it, is that the honest truth is we might not have done something like this in any other year. So it really worked to bring some color, some life, some art to downtown. It drove traffic to the businesses, and it increased sales by the artists. We're happy to see that there was over $5,000 worth of sales to the artists.
Nice.
And that's fantastic. And then, of course, we also included that each business could get a commission if they wanted, so it was 10% to 20%, whatever they worked out with the artist. So that meant that there was some economic activity coming out of that for not only the businesses, but for the artists. And then, as I said, just some liveliness, some fun, a reason to go downtown during the time when COVID and construction. I mean, when we started the crawl, some of the businesses weren't even allowed to be open. So
yeah.
It was very fresh, but it worked really, really well, I think. And the feedback from a lot of, people who participated, was that, we should definitely do this again, and that they did see some increases in, the people noticing their work or knowing their work. And that I always find, with events, it takes at least 3 years for people to kind of understand it is an event. And then it takes 5 years for it to be like, oh, this is a looked forward to event.
Yes.
Which is funny because my board members say, and after 5 years, the organizers are ready not to do it again.
It's true. It's
like the life cycle of events. But then all that to say is I think it was super successful, given all of the challenges, and it was just successful in its own right. It's a great event, and I'm excited that we could maybe do it again.
Yeah, and I hope we can. I know all the artists. For those who didn't know, with the Muskoka Unlimited artists, Dan and the Huntsville Festival of the Arts were gracious enough to let us do a studio show at their studio across from Rivermill Park, and which we were really grateful for. And we sold, I think, two small pieces, but more importantly, we had lots of people coming in and looking at things. And then I could tell they were following up on the website because we had a bit higher traffic at times during that month. And so that was great. And I know everyone that was associated with me and myself, we were super excited to be part of it. And we want to do it again. So hopefully next year we'll do it again.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it'll be exciting too when there isn't the restrictions on gathering, because I think that that is part of the art call. Other events is that it can create almost like a street festival.
Yes,
that celebrates art as well. So we would definitely want to do at least one day or one evening where we're shutting down the street and having, you know, musicians and people strolling and that kind of stuff. So
yes,
it'll give it more. That also brings a new energy, a different kind of energy to it too. So
no, exactly. Mm-hmm. But I think it was a great job to yourself, to the team that you put together that pretty much ran it, as well, you know, the Huntsville Art Society, you know, downtown Huntsville, BIA helping out all the businesses. But I think it was really great, the way you guys kind of were on top of everything. The websites looked great. Everything looked really awesome. And, you know, not to pump your tires, but, you know, I have to give credit where it's due. So congratulations on a great job on your end and everything you guys did.
Oh, well, thank you. And I should say, too, that the BIA was a huge supporter, as well as the Huntsville Municipal Accommodation Tax Association. So
yes.
That, like, without that, the event wouldn't have been, we wouldn't have been able to do what we did. So I have to also give them so much credit. So
there you go. And yeah, they deserve credit. And I think we'll have a good spot next year. So.
Absolutely.
So moving on from that, I wanted to talk a little bit about some of the summer camps you guys ran this summer, or are actually one is currently going while we're recording this, and what those were about and how that's gone.
Yeah, so in addition to, you know, if people know the festival there, that they may know that we put on a lot of concerts, but I think that's kind of what the festival is predominantly known for. Music concerts, but we also have, part of our mandate is to provide arts education or arts enrichment activities and initiatives. So we have a strong education program. We give out scholarships to young people that are wanting to learn and study the performing arts.
Yes.
Specifically. We also have a scholarship for visual arts. And we run programs throughout the year, and over the past, I guess last year and now this year, we've run some camps, some art camps. So in July, we had a nature arts camp, which was we had eight kids in it, because of capacity and things. And so they were learning how to create pieces of art out of natural materials, you know, wood, stone, dirt, these kinds of things, and it was fantastic. It culminated in they created this like magical forest out back.
Awesome.
It's sort of an underused area behind the playground and River Mill Park. There's a little trail there.
Yeah.
So we cleaned it up, and there had been some activity there, but we cleaned it up, and then they were able to do this fairy forest, which was fantastic. And then currently, as you said, I think, and your daughter Juliet doing the HFA drama camp, which
yep.
is happening right now. So, which we did a couple of last year, and this is much more performance acting based. So they're working on music and singing and performing, and they're making some masks this week as well. And so it's great. We really love that. Like that part, a big part of our mandate is to offer these kinds of opportunities. And honestly, you know, it creates, or the idea is also that it not only does it offer the community an outlet, but it also develops that appreciation and knowledge for the arts and culture in general.
Yeah.
And that, so when they're getting older, they have these experiences that they can, you know, carry with them, and that they will, you know, eventually maybe be coming to our concerts, participating in our programs, or maybe be artists themselves, which would be fantastic.
No, and yeah, exactly. And I love it. Juliet loves it. She's excited every day. As soon as I told her you guys were running that, she was like all in, because I remember she was part of the Snow Queen. Remember that you guys were trying to do. Unfortunately, COVID got in the way of that. But she was all excited when I told her about it, and she's like, "Yeah, I'm in. Let's do it." Right? And yeah, every day she's excited. She's happy to go. She comes home smiling and telling us about all the stuff that she did and things you guys taught her and the things she learned. So, you know, it's pretty awesome that you do that. And every time I go, the kids seem happy and they're being social and they're outside and they're doing stuff that's more than just, you know, sitting around. So it's great.
Well, and especially right now, I'm finding that in general, not just the kids, but I find adults, like, now that things have opened up a little bit and we're having these safe events safer events that are, you know, low capacity, I just see the smiles on people's faces to be around other people.
Yes.
To just be out. I mean, we had a little play, all ages play that's going on last night, and it's again this afternoon. And it was just nice to see people sitting in River Mill Park enjoying a play, you know, social distance.
Yeah.
And there wasn't a huge crowd, but it was a beautiful night, and we were all just enjoying, you know, being together in a space.
Exactly.
And it was great. Yeah.
That's awesome. On that note, we're going to take a quick break because HBR 88.7, The Bay FM, maybe I did say that wrong. Sorry, dudes. But basically, we're taking a quick break for the sponsors to get their word in.
I'm Dr. Shervin from Dairy Lane Dental, and you're listening to Muskoka Magazine.
And we're back from our break, everyone. Thanks for listening to Muskoka Unlimited Podcast, 88.7 FM, The Bay, every second Sunday morning at 7 a.m. Or you could be listening online, muskokaunlimited.com. Either way, thanks for joining us. If you missed the first half, we're talking with Dan Watson, Executive Director of Huntsville Festival of the Arts. We did a little recap of how the art crawl went. It's great for a first-year event and looking to do it again. We also talked about some of their youth camps with art and drama that are amazing. And my daughter Juliet is in one of them and am in the drama camp, and she absolutely loves it and is excited every day. So you guys got to keep an eye out for more of those and get your kids involved, because the more youth that get involved in creative exploration, the better our future will be. On that note, Dan, let's talk a little bit. You know, you mentioned a few of the small plays, but I know some concerts were running at the fairgrounds, I believe, right?
Yeah. So, we built our summer season to try to coincide with how we saw the stages of opening that the province had. So, the art crawl, which we talked about before, was sort of phase one, where there was no gathering was possible. And then we had phase two in July. We did a few small concerts. We also did the canoe mural painting, which you saw, also Chris. And that was fantastic. So that was seven different artists working in River Mill Park. And so there was, you know, you could still have a little bit of gathering, but it was still not more informal. Our step three was the idea of doing some outdoor concerts at the Huntsville Fairgrounds. So the space that we're working in is it's an outdoor open-air covered pavilion, so it's covered from the rain, but the sides are open.
Gotcha.
So it is an outdoor event, we've been running since, I guess, August 6th was our first show, and we're doing concerts under 100 people, all socially distanced. People buy in groups of some, and six or four or two, and we have it all set out so that people are safely distanced. We've got Lake of Bays and Canvas Brewery on site selling non-alcoholic and non-alcoholic drinks.
Nice.
And we're really fortunate to have some really incredible artists that are joining us there, like Serena Ryder and The Trues, and we just had Tim Hicks, who's a big Canadian country guy. I mean, these are all folks that they're playing main stages, you know, and normally they would be out of our league, either just too expensive, or they are playing those big festivals and, you know, nearby that we, and so they won't play a smaller show. So just because of COVID, and the way things have been, there's this opportunity to, to have some of these folks come in and present them. And so I've been saying this to people that's the thing about the challenge of things like COVID or challenges in general is that if you look for the opportunities, there's always opportunities within that. And so, it was, you know, a risk to take, I guess, to plan all of these concerts and go that way. But I mean, so far it's worked out extremely well and people are super happy that all the concerts are sold out and people have been attending and, you know, we've all been doing it safe and there's been no COVID, you know, concerns so far, knock on wood. So, I mean, it's been great and we put a lot of work into that, into creating that venue. And so the feedback has been really great because it is a very, a different kind of feeling than, you know, a more traditional theater experience. You're outdoors, there's all kinds of lights and, you know, it's more relaxed and I see people taking photos and selfies of themselves and, you know, are also able to space out and enjoy it. If it's a nice night, it's a nice vibe for sure.
Yeah, it was really cool. I knew you were doing stuff out there, but I was driving Dante home from soccer practice and he's like, look, the concerts are going on. And you could see, you know, you could see the cars and the big tent and people, you know, getting ready to go in. And I was like, wow, that's just amazing to see as a human being.
So. Yeah, right? Yeah, we had the first time we were there, I had people that were actually pretty emotional because this is, you know, the first time they've been out to a concert and event in 15 months or however long it's been. So, that's so great to see that. And that's really what the arts is about, I think, is people connecting with each other, being part of a community, experiencing something together, learning, growing, all those sorts of things. So that it's really, 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 really exciting that we're able to do that. And hopefully things progress in a good way and we can, you know, continue to do these things. But
I think things will be okay. I mean, I just love the fact that we are doing it. We're feeling like human beings again. Huntsville Festival of the Arts is providing this opportunity, which is amazing, to our community and beyond. And you know what I mean? And it's just awesome. Now, what's kind of planned for September? Is it more concerts or like when do kind of things wrap up for this concert season?
Yeah, so the concert series is going to be done on the 27th of August. So, okay. We've been going pretty hard. So September's going to be, I think September, October will be a little bit more quiet. Having said that, we all, you know, I can't seem to say no to things. So things do come up and then we're sort of looking towards the winter. So we do have a lot of events that have been postponed from the year before.
Yes.
It depends, you know, a lot of them are indoor concerts. So it really depends on how the COVID numbers go, but something that I'm pretty excited about is some of the outdoor events that I'm fairly confident we'll be able to do. So we're working with the Chamber of Commerce to create a light trail that would be at Muskoka Heritage Place. So it's an interactive light installation. So
fun.
People can walk through. And there's all kinds of like thousands of lights that will be, you know, around Muskoka Heritage Place, which basically sits empty from Thanksgiving to the May long weekend.
Yeah.
So they're building an attraction, which is fantastic. And so we're working with them on that. We're also, as part of that, we're creating something called Snow Village, which will be down in Rivermore Park, which are, snow forts and slides and interactive snow making activities.
Cool.
That'll be going. So basically we're building a small little version of Huntsville that kids can play on and around, but out of snow. So that'll be great too. And then you had mentioned the Snow Queen. So the plan is to do it again, or it got interrupted last time, but that's an outdoor moving play, so with puppets and music and, you know, all kinds of things. So the plan is at least to do that again. So still concentrating on some outdoor stuff. I think I'm pretty confident we'll be able to do. We'll be able to do the indoor concerts, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of, you can't really do a call on that. But the fact that, you know, you're thinking outside of the box, you're collaborating with local and like community organizations to, and the town of Huntsville, obviously, to create some outdoor things. That's amazing. And that's awesome. And you know what? If all we have is outdoor stuff, that's okay. As long as we can dress warm, get a hot chocolate going, walk around, see a few people and enjoy, you know, whether it's a light installation or the snow forts and the snow sculptures or the snow queen, hopefully, because I know Juliet was pumped about that and she'll be involved again once you let me know we can be involved again.
Absolutely. No, that's the plan. And I'm excited to keep trying to find ways of doing things, and like I said, hopefully the numbers will stay down and people will stay safe, and we can get back to some indoor concerts, because that would be great too.
So, yeah, that would,
the Algonquin Theater has been closed since March 2020, so it would be great if we can find a way to get that back open and do things. So
we'll see. It's true, and it's totally important to have a theater that's active in a community. You know, you're right, and we gotta hopefully get that open. And if we're all smart about it, we can get that open. So
exactly.
So it's just a matter of going from there. Anyways, Dan, I think that's good.
Great.
I think we've covered a lot of our bases, and give a shout out on the website of where people can go look for more information.
Yeah, so people can check it out at huntsvillefestival.ca, or they can give us a call at 705-788-2787. We're also on social media.
Just look up Huntsville Festival of the Arts. You can't miss it. The logo's there. If you really need to find it, and you're getting confused, you can search up Muskoka Unlimited. We've done a bunch of posts where we've tagged, Huntsville Festival in there. And so all you have to do is click on the tag and you'll get there and you can follow them and like them and find out all the info, guys.
Awesome.
Well, thank you for joining me, Dan.
Thank you.
And, everyone, thank you for listening. 88.7 FM. Hunters Bay Radio, or the Bay, whichever you want to call it. I'm so old school, I have like pioneer awards from this place. And or MuskokaUnlimited.com. Either way, thanks for listening and have a great day, all.
Thank you. You've been listening to Muskoka Unlimited on 88.7 FM The Bay or www.MuskokaUnlimited.com. Stay tuned for more wonderful episodes on our show.